hard to tell, but the trees are all underwater. There's only tops of the trees sticking out, and it's going to be the amount of debris that's coming down the creek is going to be a huge mess to clean up again, and depends on how much our irrigation system's destroyed by being hit with timber and wiped out, just taken away. It's very early times, but it looks a real mess again. It looks a real mess. I don't think I'll have the tree damage. I'm hoping I haven't got the tree damage and loss that I had last time, but I'm sure I won't have that, but it's still a huge mess there. It's going to be a huge mess to clean up. It makes you wonder what's going on when you get two major floods in 2 years, go through your property where it's never been there since Europeans have settled up until 13. Breaks your heart wondering what to do. Yeah, the tree's roughly 2 metres high, and it looks like there's about 1.4, 1.5 metres of water up the tree.
So, so this is from the flooding of Reed's Creek?
Reed's Creek, yeah. So the water drains from Mount Perry area. It comes down from Mount Perry. Motto and Bellawheeler had huge rain, and I think we only got about 130 mils here again, but I think they must have had a lot more than that. But it fell in a short period of time, sort of from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you had a really rough run 2 years ago. Just remind me what losses you had in the 2013 floods.
Well, we completely lost about 6,100 trees, and there's more trees there that were in blocks that we've dozed out because they were that badly damaged, but we lost about 6,100 trees. But this year, this time, I don't think the damage is losing trees. Hopefully, it won't be as bad. But all my irrigation and under tree sprinklers and filters and all my taps are above ground, up on hydrants up out of the ground. And last time, they all got washed away. I'm just hoping that the debris hasn't gone against them and ripped all the pipe out of the ground again.
So, from your experience, how long will it take for the creek to recede, and when can you get in there to look at the damage?
Well, maybe this afternoon. Apparently, the creek up in the headwaters is dropping quick now, and I'm hoping this afternoon that I might be able to get in. I don't know. Like, the Mundubra Highway would be shut, so I can't get in from across our normal way. It'll be days before we can get in, but there's a back track in through off the Mundubra Highway. But Reed's Creek's got it well and truly closed over the main highway there. It'd be, I would say, at least 5 metres of water over the bridge there on the highway there.
Mm. So it doesn't take much rain to flood Reed's Creek? Is that right?
Yeah. No. Well, it's never been up in the orchard until 2013 since white people settled. It's been in the low pass right at the back, right down the eastern end of the orchard. It's been up in there in 56 and a couple of other times, but as far as covering the orchard like it has the last 13 and now, it's never ever done that since. And the orchard, it has been an orchard since 1914, 1915. We've put a lot of money into it this year with all the irrigation, all the trees. We've put in huge amounts of money.
When, if you can say, how much have you put into it money-wise?